Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter or X at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 5th of October 2024, and the title of today's show is Hurricane Helene Horror P. Diddy Horrors. What a week we've had. I had a really bad day on Thursday. I was so furious about what is happening in the US regarding the Hurricane Helene, and particularly in North Carolina. I just cannot believe the inhumanity, the evil that is being perpetrated by the authorities there. And the sheer devastation and loss of life is just off the charts. And I'm going to focus a lot of today's show on that, because this needs to be spread far and wide. I had a short chat with a young guy who lives around the corner from me while I was walking my dog, Willow, this afternoon. And he knew nothing about Hurricane Helene. There are people on X from the UK who are expressing the same absolute horror at this situation as I am. But obviously, if people don't follow the US news, and of course the mainstream media are hardly reporting on it and are playing the whole thing down with ridiculous casualty figures or death rates in like 200, whereas there are people on the ground saying there are hundreds of body bags with people in them, not to mention bodies still in trees and even being washed away down the flooded areas. It's absolutely, well, I'm lost for words, really. You know, appalling, disastrous, doesn't even express fully enough the horror of this. And it is a horror scene. And of course, the current administration, Biden and Harris, they have been missing in inaction. And Biden did eventually go and fly over, but not until a week after the hurricane had hit. And he was asked by a reporter, this is Benny Johnson reporting, question, what do the states in the storm zone need after what you saw today? Oh, storm zone? I didn't know which storm you're talking about. He said, which storm zone? Can you believe it? And then as for Kamala Harris, Gunter Eagleman, what the fuck? As people were losing their lives from Helene, Kamala decided to go onto a podcast called Call Her Daddy to talk about sexual relationships. This should be career ending. She doesn't care about everyday Americans. It's absolutely disgraceful. I'm going to work through various reports on this, going from taking them in sequential order. This one is from the 1st of October, and it's by Greg Reese, the Reese Report. And this is really looking into how the hell this thing happened. And it's titled, How to Steer Hurricanes, Flood Homes and Steal Lithium. The lithium-rich mines in North Carolina and the thieves who occupy government. We have had the technology to create, control and steer hurricanes for decades. Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the US military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eye wall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's atmospheric research department and admired that the project was about learning how to weaponize weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by the project, but the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued, and in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, but the government claimed that the hurricane changed direction before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue. In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen admitted, "We have the technology to control the weather, including earthquakes and volcanoes." The U.S. government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service. In October of 2012, after Hurricane Sandy weakened to a tropical storm, microwave imagery shows a thick red beam immediately followed by Sandy growing into a Category 1 hurricane and taking an unexplained left turn into New Jersey. The push towards alternative energy demands more lithium, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the United States has over 6 million tons of identified lithium resources. The majority of this lithium has been identified in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Kings Mountain is believed to have one of the largest resources in the world, but the biggest problem is that people live there, and they don't want their quiet towns turned into lithium mines. People in Cherryville have been pushing against a proposed lithium mine for the last several years, but everyone we spoke with here said it's too divisive of an issue to share their opinion on camera. Cherryville is a small, quiet town. That was from a local news reporter. "I think it's good that we keep it small," anonymous resident. "So quiet, many don't feel comfortable speaking out against Piedmont Lithium's proposed mining operation nearby," local news reporter. "I think we're a silent majority. I think a lot of people are afraid to say anything about it because they are bringing a lot to the town as far as money," anonymous resident. Last year, the Department of Defense entered a $90 million agreement with Albemarle Corporation to increase domestic production of lithium for the nation's battery supply chain, specifically from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, starting by 2025. This is the same area experiencing what is being described as biblical floods. While the federal government spends billions on foreign wars and illegal immigrants, they simply cannot be bothered with the health and well-being of the American people, especially those living on coveted mineral-rich land. Into Thin Air on X posts, "Alert, TikTok banning and deleting accounts that post about North Carolina and lithium. They are censoring vital information and deleting accounts, so the main source of info comes from the MSM, which is mostly lies. Immediately blocked within an hour and given a strike. So no warning or demonetization, straight to ban and strike for me. They are clearly trying to hide information about Helene and its, quote, natural flood that took place." And there's actually a video of the satellite images showing the anomalies in the hurricane, which seemed to be caused by geoengineering. One of the replies says, so is Facebook, copied a TikTok video about the lithium and they removed it. So it's the usual censorship of information that the mainstream media and the establishment don't want you to see. Forbidden News also reports on this and similar topics. And the title is, Why Are They Leaving Appalachia to Die? And this was on the 3rd of October. Maui 2.0, the wet Lahaina DEW attack, indigenous genocide. This member of the Florida State Guard Special Missions Unit has been doing privately funded rescues from the history-making flooding from Hurricane Helene in western northern Carolina, which I suspect was a genocidal directed energy weapons attack against the indigenous Appalachian population to clear the area for Chinese business-oriented lithium mining for lithium battery production in a contract signed by the DOD. The fact that this mining operation is a DOD contract may tell you that this is really about the fact that all lithium battery containing devices are all now potential bombs. I live in Asheville. The whole thing is fishy as fuck. The whole reason I moved here is that I was told this insider shit like this wasn't going to happen and that I was in a safe zone. We are ruled by flat-out Satanists, so they just double-cross their own retired CIA, who they told to retire here. Posted by @GardensR4Health on Twitter, or X, urgent update, holy fuck, the government is not running any search and rescue missions. This is Jonathan Howard, he's up there running major rescue operations. Warning, this is horrific, so be prepared. His info in comments, please tag NC politicians in comments. Transcript, really a matter of life and death for the people of North Carolina. So my name is Jonathan Howard. I'm a member of the Florida State Guard Special Missions Unit. I'm also up here with Aerial Recovery, a non-profit. I came up here on Sunday with Aerial Recovery before we even got activated. We flew up here and then we got activated, which is great. I have my team up here working as well. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you everything that's happening from the ground, what I'm actually seeing, because what they're telling you is complete bullshit on the news. And these politicians don't have a fucking clue and they're lying. I'll say this now, I'll say it in the video. The only thing I need from this video is helicopters. If I have helicopters, I can save lives. Without helicopters, I can't reach these people. It doesn't matter how many chainsaws and trucks I got, I can't get to them. They're 10 miles in, 20 miles, 40 miles in the mountains. There's no way to get with them or even communicate with them. I'm literally flying around in a civilian helicopter looking for SOS messages carved in the mud or painted on the ground, and we're dropping down and saving them. What got me fired up about this was yesterday. Me and my team did the rescue of that 11-day-old baby and all these government officials and social media. They're showing that video, that pictures and video of that rescue and claiming that, like, government helped with that. And I mean, I think it was USA Today wrote an article about it saying it was a Florida National Guard that went and got it with a helicopter. No, it was me, my buddy Charlie and a civilian named Zeb with his own personal helicopter to Wilmington, North Carolina. Like, without that civilian, that baby would be dead, and the old lady we went and rescued after that. She'd be dead too, because she had one day left of oxygen that no one was going to go get them. I will tell you, when we go up in the air, I probably see 40 civilian helicopters, and I might see 2 Black Hawks, National Guard, military, whatever they are. That's it, no one's out there doing rescues. I have my entire team up here from Florida right now, and they have no ability to go rescue these people other than what they can drive to, and the people that are in dire need. They're out in the mountains. They are completely cut off. Now, I will say I spoke to my congresswoman down in Florida, and she's a badass, and she made a bunch of phone calls, and now we got two contracted 60s coming up here tomorrow, which is great. I love that, but like, I still don't understand why we don't have more helicopters. Like, we'll get a lot of work done with that, but there's no military. There's no one's doing nothing. It blows my mind. And they're not even allowing people to see what's really going on. One of our friends yesterday, they were actually escorting CNN down to Lake Lure, and they couldn't even let CNN, the sheriff department would not let them go videotape the bad areas of how destructive it is. I don't know why they don't want to show you all that, but I mean, it is bad. I should also say, when I flew here on Sunday, they actually stopped us from going in, the sheriff department, and it was because of a bunch of politics that they were claiming was a Speaker of the House of North Carolina that was preventing us from even going in and trying to kick us out, which I've clarified today with North Carolina politicians that reached out to me. Good on them. And they were like, that's complete bullshit. Speaker of the House has nothing. He wants you guys there. But this is the kind of political BS that is happening here right now. Like, everyone's trying to be in charge without taking any type of action. Nobody wants to coordinate with anybody. Everybody wants to pretend like they're being the hero while these people are literally fucking dying in the mountains. And these people, like I'm saying, these people are limited medication. They're running out of oxygen and there's no one going to get them. The most effective way I've found to go find these people is by getting in a helicopter and flying down the rivers and roads and looking for SOS messages or people waving us down. And then we drop down and get them. We have all these people here. We have law enforcement. We have State Guard, National Guard. They have no way to go get these people. Yesterday, when I was at the Asheville airport refueling, which, by the way, the civilian is paying all this out of his own pocket, he's not even looking for a reimbursement. I think we did 4 refuelings yesterday, and that was just in half a day of work. We're in Asheville, and I saw 2 Air Force Helicopter 60s, and I knew there were PJs just looking at them. And I went up to him like, hey guys, like, what are you all doing? And like, this is what you need to be doing. This is how I'm finding people. And they're like, we can't go. We're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any of 40. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people, and I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what kind of conspiracy. I've heard so many things, whatever you want to come up with, but they are literally allowing these people to fucking die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters. They got money for everything else in the fucking world right now. But if they could just get us helicopters, we could fly out there and rescue these people. So I hope this video goes viral. I hope these politicians get fired. I hope people get pissed off. They'll probably kick me out of the state of North Carolina for doing this. But you know what? I don't care. Because if I can save one more life for it, it's fucking worth it to me. I really don't want to make this video, but... And then the clip ends. Even Forbes is reporting on it. This is a comment on this Forbidden News article that says, article from Forbes. Here's an interesting fact about the region of North Carolina. It sits on the biggest lithium deposit in the United States. As the United States government and its buddies in the central banking corporate crime syndicates stand to make billions and trillions of dollars off of these lithium deposits that are underneath towns, underneath homes, underneath schools, and they can't get access unless the land is somehow completely cleaned off and available for mining, what better way to do that than by washing away the people who live there and all that they own and blaming it on climate change? One theory claims that the hurricane's path was guided by ground-based frequency transmitter installations. Atmospheric frequency transmissions can and do have a repelling effect on air masses, especially if and when the air masses have been seeded with electrically conductive nanoparticles, one bright spark explained on YouTube. Leo Homan on Substack published a report on the 3rd. There's something nefarious going on in the mountains of western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee, where hurricane victims are being left to die. Stories emerge of bodies washing up in rural areas. FEMA is a fraud. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is nowhere to be found in hurricane-ravaged areas where decomposing bodies are being discovered amid the rubble and debris. There is a heart-wrenching story developing in the mountains and hills of western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee, a story that is not being told in the mainstream corporate media. Stories of starving, dehydrated people being left to die, and bodies, lots of bodies, washing up in rural areas, many of them unrecognizable. One such story comes from Nate and Katie Kramer, a husband and wife in Parrotsville, Tennessee, Cock County, just east of Newport, Tennessee, located roughly midway between Knoxville, Tennessee and Asheville, North Carolina. This area was inundated with 20-plus inches of rain pouring over a dammed-up river, complements of Hurricane Helene. Nate Kramer related in a YouTube video his heartbreaking experience of finding a body Tuesday that had washed up near the couple's small farming homestead. There's almost no coverage of the extent of the suffering taking place right now in the mountains of western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee, where the victims of Hurricane Helene are still without power 1 week after the storm hit and dumped a record amount of rain, and now the food and water is running out. Large swathes of Georgia are also still without power and cell service. People are thirsty, some are beginning to starve to death. They have no cell phones or means of communicating with the outside world. The federal government has done nothing to help the immediate situation, literally nothing. Despite what you hear them say in interviews with the corporate media, FEMA has not shown up as the situation grows more desperate by the day. But there are private individuals and groups who are trying to rescue these desperate Americans. On Wednesday night, broadcast journalist Brannon House interviewed three private search and rescue operators who are affiliated with a non-profit organization called Aerial Recovery. This group has been working in Florida as well as in North Carolina doing search and rescue work following the devastation left by Hurricane Helene. House was joined Wednesday night by Charlie Tivo, Jonathan Howard and Zev Hadley, three members of Aerial Recovery specializing in helicopter and other types of daring rescues. Jonathan Howard said he had been working in North Carolina 3 days and was getting very upset about what he was seeing. He and his crew were being denied access from government officials, and the lack of government support he found on the ground was astonishing. But this is not just a matter of not showing up, it's even worse than that. Those government officials who are on the ground are working to prevent private rescues from taking place. There are stories from eyewitnesses of bodies being found washed into gullies, ditches and ravines. Dozens, if not hundreds, of unidentified bodies are reportedly sitting in a morgue at an Asheville hospital. If not for Zev Hadley and his helicopters, even more would be dead. Hadley and his crew, including a pilot identified only as Mark, rescued an 11-day-old baby earlier this week in dramatic fashion. If I did not have Zev's helicopter, that baby would have been dead because we just did not have the government's assistance, said Jonathan Howard. At one point in the interview, the men explained how the federal government is actually impeding the rescue efforts. The federal government, none of them are there, and the county officials, they don't want us in there. We actually were turned away from Lake Lure and Chimney Rock, and we were turned away by the police. We also had a news crew in there from a national news agency, and they were not allowed in. So there's criminal activity going on. It also must be said that this catastrophe is taking place in Trump country. Western North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, upstate South Carolina, and parts of Georgia, the very areas hit hardest by the hurricane, are overwhelmingly voting for Trump in the November 5th presidential election. But if your house is destroyed and you are literally trying to survive in an atmosphere with little or no food, water and shelter, and your cell service is out, will you be thinking about voting? What if you are fine, but you haven't heard from a family member since the storm hit? You are searching for them, wondering if you will find them dead or alive. Will you be thinking about voting? I don't think so. So we have to wonder if this is not only a humanitarian tragedy being left unattended by the federal government, but whether it may also be a concentrated voter suppression effort. The election is now just 1 month away, and I'm sure more facts will become available in the days and weeks ahead that will shed more light on whether our worst suspicions turn out to be true. Aerial Recovery is raising money to continue its search and rescue operations in the wake of Hurricane Helene. The best way to donate to this particular effort is to go to Instagram and type in Aerial Recovery in the search bar. Their page will pop up with a donate button. FEMA is now saying it doesn't have enough money to make it through the hurricane season. The US government is giving away billions of dollars to foreign nations and to house, feed and educate illegal aliens, but they have nothing for Americans dying in storm-ravaged areas of the Southeast. While the administration sends billions more to Ukraine, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered a laughable $750 in FEMA relief for hurricane victims. So 1 week into the worst hurricane to hit America since Katrina in 2005, here's the running tally showing the federal government's priorities. The Biden-Harris administration has approved $8.7 billion in military aid for Israel, $8 billion in military aid for Ukraine, $567 million in military support for Taiwan, 750 one-time emergency assistance payment for American victims of Hurricane Helene. Let that sink in and let it serve as an inspiration for your own preparation plans should your area be the next to be hit with a disaster, whether man-made or an act of God in nature. Then yesterday, Lioness of Judah on her Substack, which is Exposing the Darkness, reported, "Pure evil. FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state they are their own." And this was a quote from Elon Musk. "FEMA is not merely failing to adequately help people in trouble, but is actively blocking citizens who try to help." Elon Musk just received this note from a SpaceX engineer helping on the ground in North Carolina. "FEMA is not merely failing to adequately help people in trouble, but is actively blocking citizens who try to help." "Hey Elon, update here on site of Asheville, North Carolina. We have powered up two large operating bases for choppers to deliver goods into hands. We've deployed 300 plus Starlinks and outpour as it has saved many lives. The big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state they are their own. It's very real and scary how much they have taken control to stop people helping. We are blocked now on the shipments of new Starlinks coming in until we get an escort from the fire department, but that may not be enough." Incidentally, Elon Musk has actually given these Starlink devices to this region and has also made connection free. So he's doing a fantastic job. And Gateway Pundit reports also yesterday, "My blood is boiling. Furious Elon Musk goes off on FEMA for blocking SpaceX engineers from assisting. FEMA actively seizing shipments and blocking critical goods and services." Elon Musk is calling out Biden-Harris FEMA in a fiery rant, accusing the federal agency of actively obstructing humanitarian efforts in the wake of widespread devastation in North Carolina. In a series of explosive posts on X, the furious billionaire CEO revealed that his SpaceX engineers, who are on the ground providing vital communications and supplies via Starlink technology, are being blocked by FEMA from delivering life-saving resources to victims in Asheville and surrounding areas. According to Musk, SpaceX has already powered up two large operating bases for helicopters to deliver goods into the hands of those in desperate need. They've deployed more than 300 Starlink terminals, which have been critical in restoring communication for disaster-stricken communities. But instead of support, Musk claims FEMA has been nothing but a roadblock. Musk wrote on X, "Just received this note from a SpaceX engineer helping on the ground in North Carolina." I'm not going to repeat the rest of this because I've already read that in that previous article. In a damning message from one of Musk's SpaceX engineers, the worker revealed the extent of FEMA's interference. According to these engineers, FEMA is not only failing to provide adequate assistance, but is also impeding the efforts of private citizens and organizations trying to help those in need. "The level of belligerent government incompetence is staggering," Musk wrote. SpaceX teams are now facing an even more serious crisis as FEMA, in collaboration with the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, has moved to throttle private helicopter flights delivering Starlink systems and other critical supplies. According to the message from one of his SpaceX engineers, Mike, "It's true, they are now about to shut down the airspace to regulate the private choppers we are riding in to deliver Starlink and supplies. We are pushing back with Trump team as well to help us, but not looking good. We need help to get word out about FEMA. We spoke with Ivanka and handed out Starlinks with her yesterday, but FEMA then showed up and started blocking us. The largest concern for us here is the FAA throttling flights for our choppers, where they are requiring to/from information and mission now to deliver a discrete code. Doing this takes a long time and very cumbersome to the ops. This is the largest concern and most help we could use." Musk even shared a video taken by his team on the ground showing the devastation, roads washed out, homes destroyed, and electricity, water, and internet connections completely down. Despite this dire situation, FEMA continues to block their efforts to deliver vital aid. Musk wrote, "SpaceX engineers are trying to deliver Starlink terminals and supplies to devastated areas in North Carolina right now. And FEMA is both failing to help and won't let others help. This is unconscionable. They just took this video a few hours ago where you can see the level of devastation. Roads, houses, electricity, water supply and ground internet connections completely destroyed. FEMA wouldn't let them land to deliver critical supplies. My blood is boiling." Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg immediately called out Musk and claimed, "No one is shutting down the airspace and FAA doesn't block legitimate rescue and recovery flights. If you're encountering a problem, give me a call." Musk then responded, "There are hundreds of reports of FEMA stroke FAA blocking flights. This literally just happened. Still waiting. The helicopter is trying to land to deliver critical supplies. What's the number to call?" Just 2 days ago, Asheville Regional Airport announced a significant restriction on its airspace in response to overwhelming air traffic from general aviation pilots delivering supplies for local disaster relief efforts. Read their statement below. "Beginning at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd, Asheville Regional Airport will permit only general aviation aircraft with prior FEMA clearance to land at the airport to ensure the safety of aircraft and personnel. the remarkable generosity of general aviation pilots arriving at the airport to deliver supplies for our community, while so appreciated, is greatly impacting airfield operations and flight logistics for the larger coordinated relief efforts underway at AVL. AVL is serving as the gateway for these coordinated flights carrying large-scale quantities of supplies, which are then distributed throughout the region by federal, state, and local emergency agencies. It is important to note for the public that AVL Airport is not a distribution centre, but rather a receiving point for these coordinated supply efforts. The only problem, of course, is that FEMA isn't giving clearance to these aircraft, nor is it showing up with critical supplies. It's just stealing them off the volunteers and the local people and locking them away. They are evil. And then today, this came from Second Smartest Guy in the World on Substack. PSYOP Helene will become the deadliest US hurricane due to the illegitimate federal government and its criminal agencies. A week after making landfall, Hurricane Helene has further exposed the government as the enemy of we the people. It is looking more and more likely that this disaster is the direct result of weather modification or geoengineering deliberately deployed against red states that would overwhelmingly cast their votes for Trump. And there's a screenshot of a post from Laura Loomer on X. Kamala Harris is going to let all of the Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina die because they are mostly white, rural conservatives. She would rather let them die than let them escape and vote for Trump. The timing and location of this hurricane is eerily reminiscent of the slow-kill bioweapon vaccines distributions. CDC confirms 100% of reported COVID-19 vaccine deaths were caused by just 5% of batches produced, and the majority were sent to red Republican states across the USA. Last year, this Substack reported on vaccine lot batch allocations and how conservative states were being targeted by the eugenics pandemic program. Some added perspective on what is being perpetrated in America. Stephen Miller on X posts, the Harris administration sends hundreds of billions to Ukraine, with even more billions funding illegal immigrants, while Americans who've lost everything, homes and lives, are expected to survive on a pittance of $750. And incidentally, applications for this meager $750 are being turned down. Plus, there are so many people without access to internet. How the hell are they supposed to put their applications in? It's criminal. I think you can probably tell how angry I am. The Mockingbird MSM are yet again covering up for the criminal Biden-Harris regime, which has weaponized FEMA to actively interfere with rescue efforts. Here are the latest updates that the powers that be do not want you to know about. And this is an ex-post from Spencer Smith. Just got off the phone a pastor in the midst of the flooding in Tennessee / North Carolina. He is in one of the most devastated locations. He verified a few things about the situation. Almost all help is being done by private citizens, mainly churches. Private helicopters are flying in the vast majority of the supplies. Local sheriffs are telling people to feel free to defend their property from looters by whatever means they have, i.e. carrying. WROL, without rule of law, is happening in some areas, which means looting, robbing, etc. FEMA's involvement has seriously complicated the rescue efforts. Local sheriffs have threatened to arrest FEMA workers if they hinder rescue and aid work. The response to this tragedy has been massive and overwhelming, all from private individuals and local churches. Pray for these people. Basically, there is a kind of apocalyptic kill or be killed reality on the ground. This is just how quickly society can break down when people rely on the government versus each other, and those heroes trying to save lives are currently being attacked by said government, unconstitutional agencies like FEMA, and local captured officers that are subverting their constitutional oaths. Horrifying. You're threatening to take me to jail for trying to get our stuff off our property so the crackheads don't get it, Hurricane victim said. If I have to come back over here, the jail is processing, all right? That was the police. FEMA was ordered to maximise the death toll, which at the conclusion of this tragedy will come in at a staggering number. And Valentina Gomez on X posts, multiple sources on the ground are confirming that there is a blockade. And Musk replies, yeah, it's not just SpaceX, they won't let anyone help. It's important to appreciate the following. Who oversees FEMA? The same guy who oversees the border. Mayorkas 3 months ago, FEMA is tremendously prepared for hurricane season. Mayorkas today, FEMA is out of money and can't make it through hurricane season. We do not have the funds. Look at this, 3 months apart. It would be impossible for people to vote in areas that have been wiped out, and those that towns that could be saved will now be bulldozed by the very illegitimate government that wants to remain in power via its local assets. In other words, this is all part of the ongoing attempt to steal another election. And Chris Martinson on X posts, this needs to go far and wide to put pressure on the government to do the right thing and save lives. This evening, from a Peak Prosperity member to me via PM at my site. Them, I can't post this online because it's not quite public yet, but government officials had a town meeting with all of the residents of Chimney Rock and basically told them the town was being bulldozed, bodies and all, and the land was being seized by the federal government. They would not be able to move back, and basically their homes, the ones that were standing, were no longer theirs, and the federal government owned it all. I don't know what crazy play for land this is, but there's a lot of conspiracy about lithium mines. And let me just tell you, as someone who lives in Charlotte and has friends who live in the area of Western North Carolina, they are not being helped, and this is actually being a stand-down operation by federal government. Me, what the heck? That's quite disturbing. Is this first-hand, second-hand, or more distant info? Them. Our friend owns an Airbnb in Chimney Rock. They had a town meeting yesterday, and someone from the federal government told them all of those things in the town meeting, but doesn't want the information getting out. Also, they are not picking up the bodies. The stench of the bodies everywhere is insane, and for some reason the government does not want to pick up the bodies. One pastor of a local church was going to order to door delivering water, and they changed their delivery request to body bags because so many of the homes that they've gone to have needed body bags. We're trying to keep the body count. They're not picking up the bodies. They don't want to identify the bodies, and they're just leaving them to rot in the streets. Me, I can't even. I'm stunned. This is beyond anything I could have imagined even very recently. You always pick up and bury the dead. It's what humans do. They are violating every possible custom on purpose. Thank you for keeping me informed. People need to know about this. Let me know when you'd be comfortable with me posting to our forums in an anonymized fashion, of course. Them. You can post it. The message needs to get out. Something evil is going on in the NC Mountains. I just didn't want to be identified. Just today we filled up a trailer for a shelter in Hendersonville, North Carolina, that had no food for tons of mums and babies. All the stores round are empty or locked. In Chandler, North Carolina, 2,000 people haven't eaten anything or drank in 6 days and just got an SOS message out for help. I'm trying to tag the Cajun Navy and Operation Airdrop, but people are dying by the minute. Multiple truckers have reported having tires slashed. Our friends from Chimney Rock said they have heard multiple stories of people being robbed at gunpoint, making supply runs. Two people that drove down to Charlotte yesterday and today, one that we helped, said bodies in trees, all over ditches in major roads back. Something weird is going on here in North Carolina. Me, God bless you. Let me know if I can help. Them. Someone with a large national megaphone needs to amplify how bad it is. People are now starting to die trapped. My town is Operation Airdrop, NC Central Command. They need pilots with planes and now are asking just for trucks. People with big equipment are needed, but more than anything, the nation needs to put pressure on Washington to deploy the National Guard as soon as possible. The 82nd was begging to go since Saturday, but has been told to stand down. Every fucking Apache we have should be flying rescue missions. Please amplify the message. And of course, the Biden administration continues to lie. Nick Sauter on X posted, "Hey Joe Biden, why are you lying and saying you and FEMA reconnected Canton with Starlinks when it was me and at Chris Hall WX who did that? What else are you guys lying about?" And it's a screenshot of a post on X by Biden. "I've directed 1,000 military personnel from Fort Liberty to help the North Carolina National Guard provide critical supplies to isolated communities." That's lie number one. "We've deployed 67 Starlink satellites so that folks in places like Canton can call for help and reach their loved ones." Lie number two. These people are beneath contempt. So I know this has been a pretty horrific coverage of what's going on, but then it just has to get out there how bad this is. And God knows what we're going to be seeing play out in the next weeks, because the recovery of this area is going to take, well, probably years, assuming it's not just bulldozed like the guy was saying that they want to take over Chimney Rock for the lithium mining. The only good news I can report on this is that Democrats are leaving their party in droves, and I'm seeing so many posts on X from people saying that their relatives who hated Trump have now said that they can't stand what the Biden administration is doing and are going to vote for Trump. So that is good news for all of us. I don't have a lot of time left in the show, but I want to cover some of the news about the P. Diddy case, Sean Combs, that is. Gateway Pundit reports other alleged perpetrators to be revealed in Sean Diddy Combs case. The names will shock you, and this was on the 3rd. Sean Diddy Combs is not the only person who will see justice for gut-wrenching crimes, according to an attorney heading the case against him. The music mogul is currently being held on federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges, alleging numerous heinous sexual crimes after his September 16th arrest. The accusations against Combs and others are being made by more than 100 alleged victims, represented by attorney Tony Busby, according to Page Six. During a Tuesday news conference held in Houston, Texas, Busby said there are other perpetrators in the sexual crimes Combs is alleged to have committed. "The day will come when we will name names other than Sean Combs, and there's a lot of names," Busby said at the conference. "It's a long list already, but because of the nature of this case, we are going to make damn sure that we're right before we do that." Busby said, "The names will shock you. The many powerful people that will be named in the case were all willing participants or bystanders who allowed the alleged abuse to happen," Busby said. The attorney said the youngest alleged victim was 9 years old. Claims from the other victims, which are half female and half male, according to the lawyer, allege the abuse took place across multiple states and began as early as 1991. Busby said the victims allegedly discovered horse tranquilizers and illegal drugs in their systems after attending Combs' parties. Combs' legal team fired back against meritless accusations and media irresponsibility. As Mr. Combs' legal team has emphasized, Combs' attorney Erica Wolf told Page Six, he cannot address every meritless allegation in what has become a reckless media circus. Combs himself is denying any wrongdoing. That said, Wolf continued, Mr. Combs emphatically and categorically denies as false and defamatory any claim that he sexually abused anyone, including minors. He looks forward to proving his innocence and vindicating himself in court if and when claims are filed and served, where the truth will be established based on evidence, not speculation. Coombs' attempts at securing bail have all failed, and despite millions promised as collateral, a judge ruled he must remain detained. The next court appearance for the artist is scheduled for October 9th. The article originally appeared on the Western Journal. And the Vigilant Citizen reports the controlled demolition of Diddy. This was published yesterday. There are numerous similarities between Diddy and Jeffrey Epstein. Both had the potential to place powerful people into compromising situations, and both had to be neutralized before they could do any damage. Here's a look at the controlled demolition of Diddy. For decades, insistent rumors regarding Diddy's depraved activities swirled around the entertainment industry. Many people witnessed unspeakable things, but nearly all kept their mouths shut. And when questioned specifically about these things, almost all would say, "I can't talk about it." And they're still not really talking about it, because revealing what actually happened at these parties would require revealing not only Diddy's tendencies, but also the tendencies of the entire entertainment industry and the elite that controls it. We're not merely talking about decadent parties, we're talking about rape, sex slaves and pedophilia. Diddy did not invent any of this, but he was overly brazen and enthusiastic. Despite being guilty of actual crimes punishable by law, Diddy somehow remained a free man for decades. Despite the mountain of evidence and witness accounts, authorities were always lenient and gave him a pass. This led Diddy's victims and entourage to believe he was untouchable. He thought so too. There were reasons for him to believe this. He was connected with powerful and influential people. More importantly, he had dirt on powerful and influential people, some recorded on video. This caused him to become even bolder in his actions, while also reducing victims and witnesses to silence for fear of being blackballed or worse. There is absolutely nothing new about this. Over 3 years ago, I published an article titled "The Bad Boy Records Curse: Why So Many Artists Who Signed with Diddy Became Religious," in which I documented several artists who signed with Diddy and made a 180-degree turn towards religion to an extreme. As explained in the article, it wasn't a coincidence. These people saw things that deeply troubled them spiritually and sought refuge in religion. Most of the events listed in that article happened in the 1990s, but Diddy never stopped in the decades that followed. He even found a way to turn his parties into cool, trendy, media-friendly, corporate-sponsored celebrations of excellence. They were celebrations of decadence. In many ways, Diddy was a black Jeffrey Epstein, and he might end up like him. I suggest you read the rest of that article at vigilantcitizen.com. I don't have time to cover all of it now, but it has a lot of information about the parallels with Epstein. And finally, on Forbidden News Substack, this is an article, "The Dam is Breaking and the Truth is Full Send," from October 2nd. Chris McNally tweeted these words plus this video with an amazing montage of images illustrating his points, transcribed below. "The dam is breaking and the truth is full send. If it feels like everything's upside down and burning, well, it is. But there's a reason. It's not the end of the world, just the end of the age. It's going to get stranger before it gets better. Here's my take. Pizzagate's real and it's about to come full circle and go mainstream. Now, mind you, this is just the surface layer of the evil that has infiltrated society. Look at the Getty Museum, the Playboy Mansion tunnels, all of these Hollywood honeypots. The elite have been running these secret rituals behind closed doors for decades. The public just hasn't seen it yet. Granted, they've been telling us this the entire time through karmic retribution and their symbolism, but that will be their downfall. We're talking about those 13 bloodline families, those who are connected to the fallen, the malevolent entities and beings who co-opted humanity. This is the Orsinis, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. It goes all the way to the Bush dynasty, the Clintons and Obama. And right now they're like dogs in cages, backed into a corner, rats turning on each other as their system crumbles and the world is watching. Think about the louche, okay? The energy these elites harvest from children, the rituals they perform to conjure their power. This isn't just some conspiracy. It's happening, and it's far worse than most people can imagine. Did you know that over 800,000 children a year in the United States go missing? Think about that. That's not an accident. That's a quota, okay? Not to mention those born and bred as a cash crop. These souls that people will never know existed. They built their power on the blood of innocent children, women alike. We're talking Nixium, Epstein, Wayfair, the DC underground tunnel systems and facilities, Mrs. John Podesta's ties to sex parties and Comet Ping Pong, Frazzledrip, the Finger Lakes, and it's all coming out. And it's all going to be revealed, and it's going to be a shitstorm. Drip, drip, flood. These elites assassinated Lincoln, JFK, and now even Trump, all because these men were trying to return to you your money, your freedom, and your future. Trump remains two steps ahead of everyone. Do you actually believe that the last decade is the outcome of a single individual's ego and ambitions? That's naive and foolish. His presidency has been wildly strategic. Expand your thinking. Trump is inevitable. He's a wartime president. When he invoked peace, the stage was set, ushering in Executive Order 13818, 13848, both of which involved targeting corruption, foreign interference, crimes against humanity. Trump was placed in this role by military intelligence, and he's not the only one. There's key military figures from NORAD, commanders, all strategically placed to reclaim the republic from this corporate government and the world at large from these malevolent bloodlines. We're in a spiritual war. I mean, this is a celestial battle. I mean, we're at the precipice of the Great Awakening, okay? We're at the climax of the Great Solar Flash. The veil is lifting. This is the age of Aquarius, the end of the age. This is a worldwide military operation. I mean, this is the global takedown of the most entrenched corruption, the likes of which the world has ever seen, something that's been going on for millennia. The end of humanity as a slave race is literally at our doorstep. You feel it. I feel it. Worlds are colliding. Timelines are converging. The flip of the switch, the quantum shift, the Great Awakening. The end is just the beginning. The stage is set for what's about to come. The truth will have its day, and the truth may just set us free. Hold on to your butts, nerds, because nothing can stop what's coming. And quantum shifting on TikTok, you all better strap your seatbelts, because this is going to be a ride that you will never, ever forget. Our world is never going to be the same. My whole body is lit up in goosebumps. You chose to be here and incarnate during this time. Shit's about to go down. And I do believe it. I wanted to end on that positive note because I do believe we're at the precipice. And as Q said, it's only when people are at the precipice that they will truly awaken. And I believe with everything I've reported about Hurricane Helene and what is going to come out about P. Diddy and all the people who were involved in these nefarious and despicable activities, it will completely awaken the people to what has really been going on for hundreds of years. So on that note, I'm going to finish. I hope you've enjoyed the show and you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Nancy for producing. And just as a reminder, you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. And if you'd like some help with your manifestation abilities, you can take my free manifestation assessment at thesuccessalchemist.net, and you'll find it on the menu at the top of the page. So until next time, stay well, be safe, stay optimistic, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.